This will be my last briefing to the Security Council as SRSG as I depart next month. So I beg your indulgence to speak for a couple more minutes to share some personal reflections. At the end of my 4 years in South Sudan, I look back with a certain level of comfort about how far the country has come. There's a ceasefire, a peace deal, a transitional government, a presidency, council of ministers, and local leadership slowly being installed.
In his last briefing yesterday to the United Nations Security Council, David Shearer, the outgoing special representative of the UN Secretary General to South Sudan and the head of UNMISS, noted progress made in implementing the revitalized peace deal, such as the constitution of the presidency and the council of ministers, along with the recent appointments of state government officials. But Shearer says after a year of forming the Government of National Unity, progress has been slow. Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. Permanent Ambassador to the UN, says the Biden administration is worried about the slow progress in implementing South Sudan's peace agreement.
We see the situation in South Sudan as precarious. We are worried about the slow pace of the peace process and the levels of violence, and we believe UNMISS has a critical role to play in protecting civilians and supporting peace. So we call upon leaders of South Sudan to accelerate the peace process, the peace agreement, lower levels of violence, work with UNMISS, open the gates for humanitarian access, especially to help with hunger and starvation.
Ambassador Thomas Greenfield called this a critical moment for South Sudan. She says despite the reduction in political violence among the parties to the peace agreement, intercommunal violence has been on the rise in parts of the country.
Subnational fighting has simply surged in South Sudan. And worse, we are extremely concerned by indications that political actors are directly involved. That's not peace, and that is not acceptable. This violence exacerbates an already devastating humanitarian situation. An estimated 7 million people face severe food insecurity. Conflict, severe floods, a microeconomic crisis, and the impacts of COVID-19 have compounded to make the hunger situation dire.
The U.S. diplomat says South Sudan's government has been blocking UNMISS and other humanitarian agencies from providing critical support to vulnerable South Sudanese.
Government officials and other parties continue to impede humanitarian access to populations in need of assistance. This cannot be tolerated by the international community. We call on South Sudan's leaders to stop the violence and ensure the immediate de-escalation of subnational conflict. We call on them to prevent human rights abuses and violations.
Thomas Greenfield stressed the need for the participation of women in peace building across South Sudan. She welcomed the appointment of 3 women deputy governors, but expressed concern about South Sudan's failure to ensure 35% women's representation in the transitional government as stipulated in the peace agreement. Jacqueline Nasiwa is the founder of the Center for Inclusive Governance, Peace and Justice, a local organization based in South Sudan. She says the parties to the peace deal have denied women their right to participate in the government and help build their country.
The participation of women, as provided for in the peace agreement, which calls for 35% representation, thanks to hard-won advocacy efforts by women civil society, is far from being met. The few women who have been appointed so far make up less than 20% at the national and state level. In some states, including Warab, Jonglei, Northern Barangay, and Unity states, women representation is 11-17%. While at the county level, women make up only 2%.
Ambassador Thomas Greenfield and Nasiwa both say they are concerned about the high level of gender-based violence against women and girls in South Sudan, which is at times perpetrated by members of the security services and other armed groups. South Sudan in Focus repeatedly reached out to the South Sudanese ambassador to the UN in New York, Akwae Bonamalual, for comment on this report without success. Thomas Greenfield says the United States remains committed to South Sudan and its people and will continue to work with the transitional government, the Security Council, UNMISS, humanitarian groups and all stakeholders to bring peace to the country. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.